Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Our phone is ringing, you guys.
Oh, I'm so excited. Who is it?
And at this time, it can only mean one thing. The great Gray Drake is on the phone.
What's up, Great Gray?
Is this Great Gray?
Or it could be a telemarketer.
Oh, it's Gray. Yeah. I got scared.
It is me. It's the telemarketer thing that got me. I was like, do y'all need any home repairs done?
Yeah, I got scared because we haven't paid a couple bills out.
Right, that could have been risky
to get it on air like that. Hi, Gray.
What's up?
It's a huge week in movies.
It is, right. Finally. Because you've been saying the last few weeks that the movies have been poo-poo.
Yeah, it's been quiet. It's going to keep being quiet, but this week we don't have to worry about that. So how about we start by talking about some of the movies that might be a little small this week.
Okay.
That doesn't make them unimportant. They are small and mighty because one of them is the My Little Pony movie.
Aww.
Well, JC, you've got a very little girl who wants to see that little movie.
I know. My daughter just had a pony birthday party, Gray. She saw the preview last time we went to the movies, and now she wants to watch it, and that looks like the most awful movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no!
I have no interest in this.
I know. It's tough because if you think you're not into the ponies, then, you know, it's hard to be excited. But you probably actually won't be that bad off if you have to go see this one and make your little one happy, because the reboot of My Little Pony that started a while back is actually incredibly well written.
Oh.
And it's really fun to watch. This is not as bad as what you're thinking it's going to be. But I won't spend a lot of time talking about it because I'm such a Pinkie Pie, you guys.
Pinkie Pie?
She's a pony. She's a pony. That's a pony joke.
Pinkie Pie.
Oh, wow. How dare you not know Pinkie Pie, Al?
Well, I thought My Little Pony was a gambling movie. So.
Oh, dear. So here's what I'll tell you about the My Little Pony movie. You're actually going to fare pretty well with this one. They're doing a great job with the franchise. So, you know, it's like there's a force that's threatening Ponyville. And we got all the main ponies that are just, they're going to save their world, you guys. And if anybody can do it, it is Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash and blah 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 yada yada pony name. Wow. to be honest, I don't watch it either, but every time that I've seen the show, I loved it. I thought it was super fun, and so this movie is actually going to be all right. So, JC, don't worry about it, and you'll be fine.
Well, I'm still going to go because I have to.
So the other movie in theaters that people are going to be like, what is this? Did we ask for it? Is The Mountain Between Us.
Mm. This looks pretty good.
And, yeah, this is kind of like an awardsy movie because Kate Winslet and Idris Elba are in it.
Yeah, buddy.
And basically what happened, I haven't seen this one, but I have seen like the first 30 minutes of it. And not because it was bad and I left, but because that's all they showed.
Oh, they gave you a tease.
They teased us. And what happens is these two people are stuck. They need to get to separate important events. They charter a plane. A bad thing happens. It crashes. They've got to survive. And they're stranded in these mountains, and it is just one disaster after another. And in the meantime, the script for this movie, I didn't see much of the script, because a lot of the beginning part of the movie is action, which is great. But when I was looking at what our critics said about the rest of it, I was like, uh-oh. So in anyone else's hands, other than Kate Winslet and Idris Elba, this script wouldn't have gone so well.
Hmm. Yeah, so, it surprised me that he did this movie because I'm not really like drawn to see it.
I know it's kind of a hard sell, and I think that they're going to have a problem with that this weekend. It's not great that it's opening against one of the most anticipated movies of the last like 20 years, probably.
My Little Pony, yeah.
Oh, what a Rainbow Dash. And so this is a tricky one, but if you're really into like people having to overcome extreme adversity that has to do with mountains and plane crashes and falling through the ice, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, then you should go see it. But this one is rotten right now. It's barely clinging to fresh. But finally, we have a movie that... Now, this was going to... I want to ask y'all, do you care about Blade Runner?
I do, but only because I love Jared Leto, Ryan Gosling. So it looks good. The previews have looked good, but I don't remember the original with Harrison Ford.
See, and I wonder, because I don't know outside of my own movie nerd head, how people feel about Blade Runner. I think that it's a movie that when it came out in the early 80s, it wasn't very popular. It gained a lot of notoriety because it was pretty ahead of its time. What about the rest of you guys? Do you care about Blade Runner?
I don't remember if I saw... I remember the name of it, but I have no recollection of
it.
Blade Runner whatsoever.
I'll be honest with you, Gray. I thought it had something to do with Blade.
This is what I think is interesting about this movie. I am having a lot of trouble figuring out how to tell, you know, everybody listening if they should go see it or not, because I don't know if anybody cares.
Well, what did you like the movie? Did you think it was good?
Here's what I will say about Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
I've never seen a movie like it in my life.
Oh. What does
is that,
that mean?
Good or bad?
Is that the same thing about, doesn't like it?
You said the same thing about Mother, though, didn't you?
Yeah. It is unbelievable and so good and so beautiful and so well done. The music's incredible. The sound design blew me away. The acting is great. The story is interesting. It manages to mean a lot of things at once. Here's what I can say. You don't have to have seen the first one to enjoy this one. Because I went into this movie not having seen Blade Runner for a long time. And I was fine. I was perfectly caught up. You get a title card and boom, you're in. So it's even hard to talk about it because there's spoilers, there's surprises for fans of Blade Runner. If you don't see this movie opening weekend, you're going to be sorry.
Whoa.
Cause it's, I want that to sound like a threat.
No, we took it as a threat for sure.
You now.
Yeah, right.
This movie's amazing. It's an amazing achievement. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve, who did Sicario and Prisoners and Arrival. And this French dude is like so in his head, and the movie's gorgeous. But it is easy to understand. But there's a lot there if you want to keep digging. So what I'll tell you is the basic storyline, which I literally have studied off the internet because I don't want to spoil things for people. So the Baby Goose is an LAPD officer, and this movie takes place 30 years after the first Blade Runner, and he unearths a huge secret that kicks off the whole rest of the movie. And he's solving a mystery, basically, and that's kind of the only thing I can say about the film.
So Gosling is solving a mystery 30 years later.
And there's a baby goose.
Well, that's Gosling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in this world where a thing called replicants exist, they're very close copies of humans, but they're robots, basically. They went rogue at one point, and they created a position in the LAPD called the Blade Runner, which is the one that they hunt replicants and, quote, retire them.
Oh.
And so, these are about the only details that I can give you. So if you don't know the first one, that's actually fine. It doesn't matter. Okay. If you do know the first one, I think you're going to lose your marbles. And if you're an award season watcher, then this one's going to start win a ton of stuff.
What's the tomato meter looking like?
Oh, my God, you guys. It's so high. It's 95%.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, and so it appeals if you just want to see the Baby Goose solve a mystery. But it's a breathtaking achievement. And I don't say that lightly. It's really amazing.
Awesome.
All right.
So we got Blade Runner, which Gray Drake is saying is
probably
one of the greatest movies of all time. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a baby goose.
Yeah. Then you got The Mountain Between Us. That's a snoozer.
Yeah.
And for all those dads out there, they got to take their daughters to My Little Pony. Apparently, that's pretty good, too.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, huh, Gray Drake?
Yay, pony power.
Yay. All right. Well, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, thank you for joining us again this week. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye, Gray.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, it's time to play a fun game.
Okay.
It's a new game that we started playing. How about a little Battle of the Sexes?
Love it.
Yeah. And here to host this segment of the show is the sexiest man in the office.
Oh, yeah.
At least between him and Trey. Nick Adams, everybody.
Yeah, you are. Yes.
Hello.
Congratulations on your victory, sir.
Thank you so much. And Al, thanks for buying me breakfast. You said you'd buy the winner breakfast. I appreciate that. You don't remember? You said that.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, you did.
It was off the air. We don't have it recorded.
you said that, I promise.
I said I'd buy breakfast for the sexiest girl in the office.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
Did you pick a winner yet?
No, let's play.
What? So I like Battle of the Sexes because last week we learned stuff.
We really did. So let's meet our contestants first, and then I'll kind of explain how we're going to do this new game.
Okay.
So let's say hello to the member of Kid Nation who is joining the ladies. Her name is Bunny. Hello,
Hi, Bunny.
Bunny. Hi, guys. Hi. Good morning.
What a great name.
I love Bunny.
Thank you.
You have your real name?
Yeah, I'm from the country. Yes, it's my real name.
Yes, nice. It is. What's your full name? Bunny what?
Babs.
Bunny Babs.
Yes, that is my real name.
I am in love with your parents.
Wow. Bunny.
Thank you, guys.
Bunny Babs.
Because Babs Bunny was Bugs Bunny's girlfriend, right?
Babs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's meet the teammate for the guys' team. Let's say hello to JT. Hey, JT.
What's up?
How boring.
Just initials.
Boring.
Nah, boring.
This
is the one and only JT.
It
ain't boring.
Oh.
Oh.
You're no bunny Babs.
Well, I wouldn't know if you're the one and only because we got Justin Timberlake floating around too. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't got nothing on me.
Right, my man. Okay.
You're our teammate. So I'm a roll with you, JT.
What do you do, JT?
All right. I'm an electrician.
All right.
Mechanic.
Electrician and mechanic.
Nice. You need that.
I need both of those.
Yeah.
And Bunny, what do you do?
I dispense specialty drugs for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, wow.
Specialty drugs.
Yeah, if you would have.
Yes.
Jenna?
Yeah, I got the hookup.
Here is how we are playing Battle of the Sexes. So we're pitting the guys versus the girls to see who knows more about the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So each player will be asked two trivia questions based on what the opposite gender would know.
Okay,
so guys are going to answer questions that are kind of girly.
Uh-huh.
Girls are going to answer questions that are kind of manly.
Nick, did we even out the questions? Because last week a lot of Kid Nation members said that us guys had the tougher, more difficult questions.
There's some tough ones on both sides.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
Because now we know what Julie Anning is.
Yes.
Yeah. You're so excited.
I know.
And what is it?
That's when you cut things into really thin slices.
There you go.
I did a little Julie Anning over the weekend.
You're learning. Yeah. This Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, here we go. So last week the girls went first, so this week the guys will go first.
All right.
JT, we're going to go with you. Start it off and get a point for the guys. JT, name all five Spice Girls by their spice name.
You got this, JT. Come on, bro.
JT, the electrician mechanic. Yeah. Who are the Spice Girls?
If we weren't on the radio, JT would have cursed right here.
Hit me with that one. Hit me with a Spice Girl question.
Mm-hmm.
The Crazy Spice?
Is that right? I think that's
crazy. Oh. There's.
Well,
I'm already wrong, man, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess so, though.
It looks like you don't know it, JT. Hello? Sorry. Jenna Kelly, do y'all want to help him out?
Oh, I can do it.
Go, Kelly.
You got Ginger Spice, my favorite. You got Baby Spice.
Yep.
You've got Sporty Spice.
Yep.
You've got Posh Spice.
Yep.
And he was confusing Crazy Spice with Scary Spice.
Scary. Mel B. Yeah.
Yep.
No, I wouldn't. I just took a guess.
Yeah. None of them rang a bell.
You know what? You keep all your man points, JT.
Did we get a point for that?
No.
You don't get a point. I thought we were stealing a point.
You can't steal girl questions.
Well, then I won't show off anymore. I won't do it unless I get points for it.
All right, Bunny. Let's put the girls on the board. Here you go. In the NFL, a face mask penalty is worth how many yards?
Oh, I'm going to say 10.
It's incorrect.
Yeah!
Yes! How many is it, Big Al?
15, baby.
There you go.
Personal
15.
Foul.
Yeah.
Personal fouls are 15, bro.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know that one.
0-0. Here we go. Jenna.
I'm not mad at you, Bunny Babs. I didn't know that either.
It's the guy's turn.
Oh, it's the guy. Sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Here we go. Questions for the guys. JC, you first.
Oh.
In The Little Mermaid, Ariel uses a fork as a hairbrush. What does she call it?
The fork?
Mm-hmm. No, she does not call it a fork.
A brush?
No, incorrect. Do any of the girls know?
It's like a thingamabob or a thingamajig.
A dingle hopper.
A dingle hopper.
Dingle hopper is the correct answer.
The song.
You're a dingle hopper.
Still no points?
No points.
For the guys or the girls?
Dingle hopper.
These are hard.
These are hard.
Here we go. Jenna, you are up. Laser, Zap, Nitro, and Turbo start in this 1990s game show.
Ah. I have no clue.
JT, give her the answer, sir.
Is it Gladiator?
Yeah, American Gladiator. Nitro was my favorite.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right.
Faithfully.
I should have gotten that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shoot.
All right, here we go. Big Al, you are up for the guy. Still no points on the board.
Wow.
All right. Big Al, in Mean Girls, what color do the plastics wear on Wednesdays?
Ooh.
By the way, Mean Girls Day was 2 days ago, Al, so.
I'm going to... can you repeat the question, please?
No!
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 No. Put on that body butter.
I'm going to say pink.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Yeah!
On the board.
What's so easy. Whoa!
What? Easy?
Easy. Yes. It took him like 30 seconds to answer
only
it.
Only if you watch Mean Girls, it's easy.
Right?
Yeah.
No, always wear pink on Wednesdays.
What? No, because I would have gone with yellow.
You would not have.
Yeah, because I felt like it was a trick.
Okay, Kelly, here you go. Oh. Let's see if you can get the girls on the board. What is the nationality of golfer Rory McIlroy?
Ooh. Well,
you know this, Kelly.
I'm talking it out. He's either British or Scottish.
Kelly got married, remember? Remember where he got married?
No.
Hey, we're not talking this out. We are not talking this out.
Chill out.
You have 3 seconds.
I'm going to go with...
3 seconds.
British.
That's incorrect.
Oh, right.
Got it.
Would any of the guys like to help?
I'm guessing Irish.
Irish.
Irish, correct. Yeah. Irish. Yeah.
From Ireland.
JT, here you go.
All right.
The Hills is a spinoff of which MTV reality show?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills 90210.
That's a
good guess.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, probably.
Jenna, do you know the answer to that one?
Laguna Beach.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, Bunny.
I ain't watching none of that.
Bunny.
No, you're watching Gladiator.
Yeah. Bunny's up. Come on, Bunny.
Yeah, watch any of that.
Don't put the pressure on me, guys.
Okay, Bunny, in basketball, what is an and one?
A free throw.
No. Can I answer?
No.
Why don't I get the
points? Let me answer.
Oh, no. It's when you get fouled and you still get the point.
Correct. There you go.
She pulled that out.
No, I thought about I used to play the basketball game Streets on PlayStation.
I give her that credit.
I'm giving it to her.
I trust her.
I'm giving it to her.
I'm
giving her an and one, JT. It's when while you're shooting and you score, you get fouled, so you get an and one. You get another.
If you make the basket when you get fouled, instead of two shots, you get four.
And when the guy fouls you, you got to go in his face and go, and one.
Yeah. Okay, JC. The two, let's start over. Two interlocking C's form the logo of this high-end fashion and perfume brand.
Oh. Chanel?
Correct, Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job.
Chanel is what I call it.
Good job, dog.
So it is currently 2-1. Okay, Jenna, what is the octane rating for regular unleaded gasoline?
What?
You have three numbers you can pick.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For regular unleaded?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is it, because I always go for the high one. Is it like 86?
It's 87.
87, Jenna, we won!
87.
Unbelievable.
We just won, everybody.
Out of all the numbers.
Hey. JT, we won,
that's
buddy.
Pretty much won.
Yeah.
But they were hard all around.
Did Kelly get two questions?
She did not. Want another cup?
Yeah. Because we each got the same amount. I mean, we'll do another round if you want.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, there's one question left for the guys. For
we
the
won.
There is one left. I don't.
Okay,
but wait, we could still tie it.
We could tie it.
You could tie it up, and I do have tiebreaker questions.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine then. That's fine.
That's like you guys saying you won at the end of the third quarter.
Yes.
What's happening?
Penalty for poor sportsmanship, Jenna.
Thank
penalty.
You. Take him a point.
Wait, why
point
would the
away.
Game end in the third quarter?
No arguing with the referees, please. 10 yards on sportsmanlike conduct.
Am I crazy here?
Yeah, we won.
How?
Because it says
referee said we won.
It's a 2-1.
How am I crazy?
You're not crazy.
Okay, so ladies are going to go last.
So, Al, you can put it out of reach.
Right.
Hey, Big Al.
Yo.
In the notebook, what are the names of the two lovers?
Oh, come on, Al.
In the notebook.
Come on, Al.
So, what are the names of the two
movie
lovers? The movie, the character names. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ralph and Ingrid.
Nope. False. Ralph. Do any of the ladies know this?
Allie and Noah.
Very good. No. Allie and Noah.
Seen that movie Noah. Exactly once.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I watch it every time.
So this could tie it.
This could tie it.
That went too white.
Right.
JT said he went too white.
Kelly, you could tie this one for the ladies.
I could blow it off for the ladies.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson spent 9 years playing for which NFL team?
Yes. She won't even get the city, I don't think.
If she gets the city, I'll count it. That's fine.
No way.
That's fine.
Go ahead. Take a guess, Kelly.
L.A.?
It's incorrect.
All right.
He's from L.A. He played college ball in L.A. He played for the Buffalo Bills.
That is correct. Buffalo Bills.
I'm good sorry. Guess, though, Kelly. Okay.
See you now. Now it's the end.
No, it's
the
over. The guys won.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now congratulations, guys.
Yeah. My man, JT. Congratulations, dog.
I'm depressed.
I want you to come by, and I'm gonna feed you, and I'm going to drink you.
What?
That'll work.
Yeah.
Hold on. You're going to drink him?
Give me a drink. You can't drink me.
Well, you know what I'm
saying. I'm feeding myself, actually.
I'm feeding myself. And we got some T-shirts for you, too.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
Some of the T-shirts that we all came up with the designs for here on the show. So is there one T-shirt that you would like more than any of the rest?
I'll let you guys pick.
All right. And, buddy, we'll go ahead and...
JC got good style.
All right, my man.
All right, you can have JC's. His has the brush off the haters.
That's right.
What size you need, though?
That'll work. Extra large.
Okay. We got you. And then, Bunny, we'll hook you up as well, okay?
Yay.
All just right. for playing with
Yay,
it and having a cool
Bunny.
Night.
I'm sorry, Bunny. We let you down.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Good job on the N1.
All right, you guys, hold on. We'll get you all set up. It was awesome playing with you, JT and Bunny.
I'm depressed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And coming up next, the winning continues. How about we do play, win, give? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You could score up to $500 for yourself. We'll turn around and give your favorite charity the same amount if you're caller number 13. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. Name of the game, play, win, give.
Yep.
What can you win? Up to $500 for yourself and then $500 for your charity as well.
Wow.
Everybody wins. What's up, Jenna? Something funny?
Yeah, I was watching yesterday Al talking about giving peanut butter and his dog
for the worm.
Peanut butter for the worm for his dog, and it kills me.
He meant to say worm medicine.
Worm medicine.
Yeah. And, I was good, Al.
Thanks.
And I learned how to use adjacent.
Yesterday was funny. Let's just play highlights from yesterday.
That's good news.
Conjoined twin rooms this weekend. Conjoined twins.
Live shows. Good for you, Kid Nation. Bad for us sometimes.
Right.
That's right. And hopefully, good for you, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Bonnie?
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
There you are. Ooh, thought you hung up.
So we go from talking to Bunny to talking to Bonnie.
Bonnie, yes.
Yes.
Hi.
How
Good
you
morning.
Doing?
Hey.
What are you up to right now, Bonnie?
Actually, I'm bringing my little girl to school right now.
Hi.
What's her name?
Shoot, JC. It's spelled JC, just like
Dana
C.
Oh, JC.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Uh-huh. Hello, fellow JC.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Well, maybe you can help your mom win some money because here's what we got. We got five questions right here, Bonnie, each one worth $100. You answer it correctly, you get $100 in your pocket, up to $500. And then what we'll do is we'll turn around and write a check on your behalf to your favorite charity. Now, who are we playing for today?
Juvenile diabetes research.
Okay.
Juvenile diabetes. Does that hit close to home, or you just like the movie?
Yeah. My brother's daughter, she's had diabetes since she was 3. She's 16.
All right.
Awesome. So you definitely want to win a bunch of money to help out with that research.
Now, Bonnie, we need you to speak up nice and loud, okay?
The connection.
Yeah. Don't move.
Right now, the connection's good.
The connection's really iffy.
Yeah. We'll start with Kelly's question.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's great.
We can hear you.
All right. So question number one, what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. That's an easy one. Awesome.
$100 for you.
Yep.
Let's make that $200 with this question, Bonnie. The video game Grand Theft Auto used an image on the game cover of a female remarkably similar to which morning show member?
Jenna.
That is correct.
Yes.
In fact, Jenna, I thought you had a lawsuit on your hands.
I know. I wish I had gotten some money from that.
She's hot.
Yeah, right. I'll take the compliment.
In fact, the other day, my son opened up the drawer where I have my video games and saw that and said, "Is that Jenna you work with?"
Man,
I'm telling you.
Some geek has a crush on me. Okay, but this is about you. Here's your third question. The parting line on this Bravo Channel reality show is, "Please pack your knives and go."
Wait, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
All right, this is the last line they say on this Bravo Channel reality show. All right, we're looking for the name of the show here. And the last line they say is, please pack your knives and go.
Cutthroat Kitchen?
Oh, no. Good guess.
Good guess.
That was a good guess. It's actually Top Chef.
Top Chef.
With Padma Lakshmi.
It's all good. You got $200. You can possibly win $400 at the most.
All right, Bonnie, here we go. Which morning show member was in a movie called Holiday in Your Heart?
Stacey?
Oh, no. That is incorrect.
That was me.
That was Kelly.
Kelly.
I played Leanne Rimes' tutor.
I guess I need to go watch it.
No, you really don't. Save yourself the time.
Doesn't it come on around the holidays?
Every year around the holidays.
Be on the lookout for that check coming.
All right.
Well, spinach is known to have a lot of good qualities to it, but it is high in which mineral?
Oh, I know this because
just guess.
Spinach.
Spinach. Popeye the Sailor Man. Name a mineral. Name one.
Iron?
Did you say iron?
Yeah, that's right.
A little too late.
We'll give it to you.
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it right. We're going to go ahead and give it to you. You know why? Because this is going to go towards juvenile diabetes research.
Yes.
$300.
Yes. And then you get $300 for yourself.
Yay.
So what are you going to buy your JC with that $300?
She said I have to take her out.
Oh, you got to take her out.
Take her out.
Yes, wherever she wants to go.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, you guys have fun. Enjoy your $300. And thank you for playing with us, Bonnie. Have a good day.
Thanks, y'all too.
All right, hold on for us. Justin will get you all set up. Part-time Justin back there. We'll have a nice chat with you about your monies. And making his way in from the phone screening room is our boy Nick Adams.
Hello. Thanks for having me back in today.
If you didn't hear, the sexiest man in the office.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. He won that ultimately, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Barely. It was a squeaker.
According to Kid Nation members. That only follow my Instagram.
There's a lot of write-in votes for JC. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there were?
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, I was not in the competition.
I'm going to be the hottest man. What is it? Dad bod in the studio.
That's right, Al.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Attaboy.
I'm going to try anyway.
Hopefully you have the hottest interview between you and part-time Justin.
Oh, that's right. It's an interview off.
Yeah, Al, today after the show, you're going to interview Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Madea.
Yes.
And last night, part-time Justin interviewed him on the red carpet of a movie premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And so his interview is going to air tomorrow at 7:10 Central.
Okay.
And then your interview will air next week.
Okay.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does he need to know? Do we know how Justin did last night?
Justin says he did well. We haven't listened to it yet, but he says he's feeling good. He talked to him for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe, which is pretty good for a red carpet.
Yeah, it is.
And now normally with the junkets that Al's doing, they're like 3-4 minutes.
That's it.
You good?
I think so. I hope so. I did a little Tyler Perry research.
Good.
I went to see the movie last night.
That's your first Tyler Perry movie you've seen?
Boo 2.
Yeah.
I've seen some. I remember.
What's your favorite?
I remember the family reunion one, and I remember My Dear Goes to Jail, I believe it was. These are, I mean, he's been doing these movies for 10 years.
Why probably. Do I feel like there's some sort of surprise or something else?
No, I was.
Know.
I'm glad Al has a good 3-4 minutes planned because I was talking to the people that organized the thing, and you get 10 minutes.
Oh,
oh no!
Big Al Mack.
Yes.
No.
They're excited time. About you, Al.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of pauses.
You got,
in my
you got a few hours to come up with.
Oh man,
4 or 5 more minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes.
This is for someone that knows Tyler Perry through and through.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Why don't you dress up as Madea?
Well, you know what? I actually looked for a wig yesterday. I have a few wigs in my closet. That didn't sound.
Gosh,
good.
It just gets weirder.
Who left
good.
Wigs behind?
First the peanut butter, now the wigs.
But I couldn't find a gray one, and so then I got distracted doing something else, so I kind of gave up. And I was like, oh, well, I got a pack. And I mean, I got a, anyway, I did look for a gray wig, and I don't have one. But I didn't, it felt
well, that
like
was a lot of effort.
Kind of poking fun at, I don't know. I never met him. I didn't feel real comfortable going dressed as him when he dresses as the same character. Just, I don't know. I didn't want to be insulting.
You sound so nervous right now to have 10 minutes with Tyler
This is
Perry.
The richest black man I've ever interviewed.
I think you should start off like that.
Yeah, I had that plan to. He's the richest black man I've ever interviewed, and it makes me a little uneasy. But every time I see him on TV, he's very, very nice. He's very personable. He's from New Orleans. He's
You're intimidated by his success? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think people are intimidated by people with money.
Yeah.
And I wonder why that is.
I think that intimidates me just overall. That may intimidate me more than...
Celebrity?
Celebrity. Just your success. You're really...
Your money.
You've really done well at what you do.
Uh-huh. I think we often associate intelligence with that, too. So you feel like immediately someone's smarter than you.
Sure, maybe. Sure.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
So 10 minutes with Tyler Perry.
10 with Tyler. Oh, boy. Let me sit down.
I can't wait.
Oh, no, you can wait.
Well, good. You'll be able to tell us a little bit about how it went tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. I can. I'm gonna go and do my best.
Well, the thing about Al is he's very open when he has an interview. He'll come in the next morning and he'll give you the look like, yikes. You know.
There's been some not so good ones.
But half the time when we think our interviews are awful, we listen back and you're like, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get that.
And interviewing with the three of you is great because we can kind of bounce off one another. It's we're in our element.
Yeah.
This is going to be at a big fancy hotel, surrounded by people that I don't know, I've never seen before in my life.
Uh-huh. Just sitting back and staring.
And they sit back and stare at you and listen to your every question. And as soon as you ask a question, any question, they whisper to their friends, boy, that was the stupidest question.
The thing that makes you feel good is when everybody in the entourage that they're laughing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've heard, because the person you're interviewing has to be a good sport if they're in a good mood and stuff. And they'll laugh along no matter what. And they've been asked the same question 50 times, but they're going to laugh anyway.
Exactly.
But the people with them, they don't have that same obligation.
Right.
So if you can make them laugh, you're winning.
I'm going to try.
Are you going to bring food?
No.
That didn't work with the Wiz Khalifa.
Didn't work with Wiz Khalifa, the chicken wing thing.
Learned his lesson.
Yeah, right. No more food at interviews.
Are you going to figure out how to say Madea correctly? Because a couple years ago, you said it was Madea.
Well,
why don't you get him to pronounce it?
Madea.
That's one of those things you should know.
It is, and we call my Madea, Madea. We call her Madea. But in the movie, it's Madea.
But bring your mom.
Emphasis on Madea.
Bring your mom.
It wasn't my mother.
No, I know. I'm saying, but bringing doorbells.
That has done well. I took her to interview Ice Cube years ago.
Yeah.
And it actually went pretty well. And
she
complimented him and said that he had the only movie that she did not fall asleep in. Because my mother is famous for going to sleep in movies.
Runs in the family.
It runs in the family. Oh, and yesterday, seeing this movie, I was in one of those theaters with the reclining chairs.
Yeah.
And I said, I better not go too far back and stick my feet up too far because I will go to sleep.
That's a first world problem.
That's a first world problem.
When your chair is way too comfortable at the movie theater that you're afraid you're going to fall asleep and not catch the movie.
Yep.
In fact, we want to hear your first world problems, Kid Nation. We'll clear out the phone lines right now.
I have one.
Okay, Jenna, what is it?
Girls are going to get me on this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like complaining right now with everything going on in the world, but my natural nails had grown so long.
Yeah, how long
yesterday,
are they?
How long are they? Just long. Too long. I go to get them done. I was so excited. literally getting out of the car to go in, I broke one middle finger all the way down. No white anymore. That means I had to get them all cut. Because I refused to put a fake one on. I got to get them all cut down. So now I got stubby nails.
Jenna's got stubby nails.
Not really a big deal, but it really bothered me.
Hashtag first world problem right there.
It's Halloween. I need long, dark nails.
You need them, Jenna. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE. You need that.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call. Give us your first world problems next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Hey, we all have them, Kid Nation.
Yep, yep.
It's normal. We feel bad about talking about the first world problems because they're first world problems. That's why we let you come on the radio, get it off your chest. That way you can take a deep sigh of relief and say, now I don't have to worry about that.
Let's all laugh at it. Let's laugh at it together.
That's what we want to do. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a first world problem right here on the text.
Come on.
I'm 6'8", and the company I work for special ordered me a $1,300 office chair to accommodate my height. That's very nice of them.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to spend every morning going up and down the dang halls trying to find out which night shift employee stole my chair this time.
Still the tall man's chair.
The tall man's chair. Speaking of big stuff, first world problem. Our 72-inch flat-screen TV in the den died last week.
Oh, man.
So we had to move the 32-inch flat-screen from the playroom into the den until we can replace it. It's so small that I have to get up off the couch and read the dang guide on the screen. Hashtag first world problem.
That is a first world problem, bro.
Yeah. How did we do back when our parents had, like, those 13-inch?
Yeah, right? 25-inch.
Man, I remember when my mom bought a 19-inch TV. I was like, dang.
Big thing.
We balling right now. We're balling. Let's go to the phones here. Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. We'd love to hear yours.
I have been dying for a smartwatch for quite some time, but I have this extensive collection of Michael Kors watches.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I was ecstatic when Michael Kors came out with his smartwatch. So I bought it, but it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And now I think I'm going to have to get the regular iPhone iWatch.
Oh, man. Too many watches. Too little time.
It's going to ruin my collection. All my other watches are Michael Kors, and now I'm going to have this Apple Watch.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you're disappointed about a Michael Kors smartwatch.
Yeah, right?
It's a tough day. It's a tough day.
First world problem.
Do most people make sure their watches work? Because when I wear them, it's just a bracelet.
No, I don't. None of mine work.
Oh, I have zero watches that work.
Like, it might work for a second, but then at some point, it's just a bracelet.
What I do is I will set it, like, if I'm going out at night, I'll set it to about 11:30. So around 11:30, I can look at my watch and it looks like it's working.
That's what time you go home.
Yeah. I have to make it look like it's around the time when I bring it up to my, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a broken watch on your wrist.
I do all the time. None of mine are right.
Speaking of watch problems, Billy's got a first world problem involving his watch as well. Hi, Billy.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Not much. So my first world problem is, I sent in my old Apple iWatch, trying to get the new one, which comes out today.
Uh-huh.
And... you know, my old Apple iWatch, you know, it talks to me and everything, and I have to wear this stupid Rolex covered in diamonds that doesn't talk to me, doesn't tell me my workout, doesn't tell me my heart rate, doesn't tell me anything. I'm sitting there talking to it like, Rolex, hey, tell me the time. Rolex.
Yeah, but you look like Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't talk to me. I'm used to it talking to me now.
You just send me that stupid little Rolex with the diamonds on it. I'll take care of that.
For a guy who's never had one, what does a Rolex usually typically run for, Billy?
If you have to ask, you don't want to know.
There's a huge range.
Yeah, that's usually what everyone tells me.
Huge range. Yeah. You can go from like $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 to like hundreds.
Hold on, the seven is the low range?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you get a used one.
That's the cheapie.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's no diamonds for $6,000 or $7,000.
That's about where they start, I think, to like crazy.
Wow.
Amounts.
So I should really take
with
that.
No diamonds they started at?
I think for the men. You can't talk, Kelly?
Why, did Alan ask for one or something?
My vocal cords suddenly restricted.
I don't know exactly, but yeah.
$7,000? Man, I'm sorry, Billy. Enjoy that Rolex. Hopefully your iWatch comes in soon, man.
I think you might be able to find one here and there for maybe $4,000 or $5,000.
Well,
that's a
still,
maybe.
Yeah,
that's a maybe.
Single digit, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had guys in the parking lot tell me they can give me one for like $200.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you should get it next time.
Yeah. I might.
There's some good fakes.
My husband bought me one of those mattresses that's super comfortable, And it's so comfortable that I'm late for work today. Hashtag first world problem.
First world problem.
Man, when you get that new mattress, you got to get used to how comfortable it is.
I know.
You really do.
I didn't realize how much my mattress for a decade sucked until I got that new mattress.
I know.
And I mean, I get in bed at 7:30 at night just because I love the bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's so comfortable.
I'm so happy to go to bed sometimes. I cry. Yeah, that's how happy you should be to go to bed, people.
Yeah.
I'm
you should be brought to tears. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I love
right now.
This bed.
I mean, seriously, when you're so happy you're crying, I mean, that's the kind of bed you want.
When I lay down, it sounds like sexy time. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
every
the best.
Time.
It's the best place in
every
the
world. Every time. Mm. So good. Hey, Rachel.
Oh my gosh, is this real life?
This is real life, and we would love to hear your real life first world problem.
So, I have a dog, and she's a first world problem herself, but she just got herself kicked out of doggy daycare because she can't play well with others.
Oh, she mean?
Well, she's mean to some dogs. She loves humans. She mm-hmm. loves everyone that she sees at daycare, but she just doesn't like other dogs.
Oh, she's a doggy racist. She likes people. She don't like dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, because now you're going to have to leave her at your house, and you know she's going to mess up your house.
Yeah.
Bad dog.
Wow.
Dogs that get kicked. And then you feel like you're an awful parent.
Totally.
Doggy parent. From the text, my wife's backup camera on her car stopped working, so she had to do a hit and run.
No, she didn't.
She didn't have to. That's the thing.
Yeah, she didn't have to do a hit and run.
She had to do it.
You get very dependent on that thing, though. I will admit that.
That's true.
And I know that's how she explained it to him. She probably said, I had to.
Yeah.
It's so funny. This Audi I have is the first car that's beeped for me.
Yeah.
And I still don't trust it, you know? Like, because I've always had to manually do everything. Right. So I still am, like, looking. I still don't trust it for some reason.
You have to test it. Once it goes flatline, you still have a couple inches. But
yeah, I did the other day. There was a person with their dog walking through my driveway.
That's what it's for. Yeah, that's what it's really made for.
Yeah. Like, you should stop. When someone's backing out of their long driveway.
I know. They don't.
You're just standing there letting your dog pee in
of
the
course.
Center?
Yeah. My dog got to pee. What I got to do?
Nature, man.
Clay, your first world problems getting in the way of our show, my man.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. What's wrong, man?
Well, generally, I watch Kid Nation every morning on my tablet.
Yeah.
Because my work, I travel a lot. Well, yesterday, I tripped, fell, broke the screen. So this morning, I'm having to watch it on my tiny smartphone screen.
Oh.
Yuck.
Sorry, Clay.
Man.
You didn't hurt yourself too bad when you fell, did you?
No, yeah. Not at all. And I have to give a shout out to Kelly real quick. We're both married July 1st of this year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
How's it going your first 3 months?
It's going really well.
Any big adjustments?
No, we were pretty much, I mean, at that point in time, we were already living together and everything.
Yeah.
So it was just a formality at that
point.
Yeah,
right. Well, good luck with the rest of your lives together.
And Clay.
All right, thank you.
Make sure you catch the latest episode of Sandwich and Some Lovin' podcast where Kelly and Alan rate their sexy time.
It's been more of an adjustment for us.
Yeah.
We didn't live together, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Clay. Have a wonderful day, buddy.
Y'all don't have to listen to this week's episode if you don't want.
Kelly, I'm listening probably twice in a row.
We actually asked you a question. Were you listening? Alan was convinced you were watching on Facebook Live last night. So
I hopped on for a second, yeah.
You hopped back off so you didn't hear us ask you a question.
Well, my son got in the way of that.
Okay.
Because he wanted to play Super Mario.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Maybe I can answer that question, yeah. My son's like, I want to play Mario, and I'm like, but I want to watch Kelly and Alan.
So you're talking about sexy time, then you mentioned JC.
No, that was before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi. Are y'all ready for my first world?
We are ready.
We're ready. What could possibly go wrong?
So today I woke up very sick this morning, and today is also the day of my senior pictures.
Oh no.
So guess who's going to school anyways to get their picture done.
You just cover up that nose. You can fake it in a photo. You fake it. You're going to feel terrible, but fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yep.
There you go, girl.
And congratulations on senior year, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you going to graduate this year or you graduate your next senior year like I did?
Thank you.
Bye, Alyssa. Have a wonderful day. Hopefully the pictures turn out okay.
Yeah, most of the time those pictures suck anyway.
Yeah.
Sick or not.
Yeah.
I hate my senior pictures.
Mine are all awful.
Oh, my goodness. My hair was all wrong. I have stupid face.
I look like a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah,
man. You should see mine. We should all bring them in. It's bad.
At my last class reunion, they brought the yearbooks. I didn't know this. I'm not even in it.
You're not?
Well,
I'm not in it the senior year, but I didn't take a... I guess I didn't take a senior picture or something.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it.
I decided not to smile in mine. And it just...
At least you're in it. I didn't exist.
I look like a sad accountant.
Did you have the butt part hair? That's every high school student.
I had the butt part.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could go back to high school just to redo my senior pictures.
Maybe we can recreate them one
day. Please, somebody help me.
Why don't we do that? Let's do a morning show high school photo recreation shoot.
I would so love that. Take one here from Eddie. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to First World Problems.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's yours?
Well, on my commute to and from work, like, I can't wear any of my cute sunglasses because I'm driving away from the sun every time. So in the mornings and at late, I can't, like, wear my sunglasses.
Sunglasses are not just for the sun. They're for style.
I know, but then I'm blind. I can't see on the way.
I get it.
I have these really cute Ray-Bans that I can't wear. Mm. They're only for, like, weekends.
I have a perfect solution for you, sir. I have a perfect solution for you.
What is it?
You need to drive to work in reverse. That way, you'll be going to work, but you'll be facing the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, that kind of makes sense.
Or Jenna,
hey,
thank you.
Or Eddie, Jenna, what's that thing all the girls want to get for
the Lumi?
Get a Lumi and
ring,
just
a ring light.
Yeah, just put a ring light and put it on top of your car so it's blinding you, and then you can wear your sunglasses.
That makes sense. Yeah, I could do that too.
All right, buddy. I'm sorry you can't wear your cute sunglasses.
We have solutions here.
Yes, we do. We fix problems.
Well, we want Eddie to wear the cute
Ray-Bans.
You
wear those sunglasses whenever you want.
Yeah.
Not just for sun.
You rock those
Except
things.
Not at the gym. I don't like when people wear them to work out. That's weird.
Hold on. You've seen people wearing glasses at the gym?
Yes, right?
Please don't.
That's so weird. And jean shorts, but there's obviously something going on there.
I have mad respect for the guy that wears the jean shorts.
Why?
I don't know.
I love denim. It is not conducive to getting like good squats.
The guy with the jean shorts and the combat boots, always going to win at the gym. Always winning. Always.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. So we've been asking you to write us. And let us know if you're an overachieving teacher. And let us know, hey, teachers, what do you need? Basically is what we asked you.
Uh-huh.
But we also said, hey, if you want to nominate a teacher, let us know. Now, we got a lot of these letters, and we have to choose them at random because, look, you all deserve the $1,000.
It's so hard.
If you're a teacher, you're spending your own hard-earned money on the supplies that you need for your classroom. So it's hard for us to just pick who needs it the most because there's no such thing. Every teacher needs it. And the one we picked out today... is going to be a surprise.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Because she has no idea what's going on.
Even better.
We should bring her in real quick.
Okay. Bring in the teacher or the nominator?
I said we bring in the teacher.
Okay.
And see what she's thinking.
Okay.
And then we can read the letter while she's on the phone with us.
All right.
Hello, is this Trisha?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Trisha. How you doing this morning?
You should call her Mrs.
Severs. Well, thank you.
I don't want to give anything away. She's a teacher. You know what I'm saying? do you go by Mrs. Severs?
Sure.
You sure do.
I can go by anything.
So what do you do, Mrs. Severs?
I'm a special education teacher for Gila Ridge High School.
Yes, you are.
Arizona.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
And you're,
I teach kids from age 14 to age 22.
And you're wondering, why is a radio show wanting to talk to me this morning, right?
Kinda.
You are? Okay. Well, it's good news. It's not bad. This is all good news. We actually received a letter from one of your friends, and if you don't mind, we'd like to read that to you right now.
Okay.
This letter says, I'm writing this letter for Mrs. Severs' special needs class at Gila Ridge High School. She is the most amazing teacher. She buys supplies out of her own pocket for her students. She teaches self-contained students OJT life skills class. It's on-the-job training, where every week she has students going on field trips to different locations to get them out in the public, doing community service, and learning how to conduct themselves in public. Every week, they take a trip to Walmart, and with her own money, Mrs. Severs has the students shop for food they'll be using in her class that week for different projects. It's amazing to see students who have never spoken ask for help. It's heartwarming to see students helping each other solve problems. There truly is not enough room for me to tell you about this amazing teacher and how she's helped her class learn, just like a high school student's class should learn. And that's from your friend, Susan Brown.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Too much credit.
You sound like an amazing woman.
You really do. Now, here's what's cool.
Thank you. I have amazing kids and amazing parents, and I work with amazing teachers, so it's pretty easy.
And how do you know Susan?
She is a federal clerk for us at the school.
Oh, wow.
Well, she is admiring what you do very much, and she wants to make sure that you are helped out a little bit.
Yeah, your hard work's not going unnoticed. She noticed it, and we were having a contest on our radio show asking teachers, hey, what do you need? You're all overachievers, and you didn't write this letter. You were nominated by your friends, so you are going to be our teacher for this week,
Yay.
Mrs. Severs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
Now what we're going to give
you. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you for doing what you do. Big Al Mac.
Oh,
can you,
I love them.
Can you please tell Mrs. Severs what she wins?
Well, we're going to start you off by giving you some Pilot G2 pens. They're the friction clicker erasable ink pens.
Yeah.
You will love those, but.
Well, I already know what we're going to do with them.
Okay.
Oh really? You're quick with it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And there's more. We also have a $1,000 Visa gift card to help you.
Shut your face.
Shut your face.
Shut your face, Al.
Okay, I will.
Your face is all open right now?
Keep talking.
No, keep talking.
Okay, it's a $1,000 Visa gift card. You could do basically anything you want. Another trip to Walmart, get stuff for your classroom, stuff for your kids, whatever you want. You can spend it however you want for your kids, you and your classroom, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That is insane. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is that going to help you with your trips to Walmart?
Yeah, a ton. And what they do is they look at what we're going to cook the next week, and it's a 2-week process. They go through and we try to find what aisle it's in, how much it is, and then we go back that week and work on adding it up and how much money we're going to need. And the next week we go back, we purchase those items, and they pay for the items.
Oh, so wonderful.
Wow.
And I have a feeling this $1,000 is going to go a long way. I can just tell.
A ton.
And you're teaching them so much by just doing those little things.
Yeah, things that we probably take for granted that we're able to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
I sure do appreciate it. I really do. Like, I've got the best kids, the best parents. I've got the great staff that I work with. I have a fellow teacher that goes on the trips with me and similar, and I'm really, really lucky.
And thank you for what you do, because I know funding's probably not very high right now for your programs. And
not at all.
For you to take money out of your own pocket to help these kids, and it actually is proving to help them, is amazing. So thank you so much, Mrs. Severs.
No, thank you. I'm so appreciative. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Yeah, just take the money and enjoy it and keep teaching those kids, okay?
All right, I think it's going to pay for us to go to the Nutcracker. So yeah, that'll be cool.
The Nutcracker!
Yay! Thank you, Susan Brown, for nominating you. That's so awesome.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Hold on for us. We'll get you your $1,000 and your pens, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yes.
That's Miss Severs right there. What a cool teacher.
Very nice. Big heart.
Yeah.
She's doing God's work.
Exactly.
Teachers, go to KidNation.com. Tell us what you need to make this year the best one ever for you and your class.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.